Proclamation number 8257 of 29th of August, 1962. Transformation to love. The return home to the Father is the goal which you should and can achieve during your earthly life if only you have the will to do so. For then you will be provided with the necessary strength and you will also use this strength in the right way. For the world of light constantly endeavors to mentally instruct you humans and to encourage you to fulfill the most important commandment. The commandment of love for God and neighbor. And if you now follow the suggestions which you feel as an inner voice, as the voice of conscience, then you will lead a life of love in your being, which at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being only knew self-love, will change again into the original being which was love itself because it emerged from maternal love. At the beginning of his earthly existence the human being will still strongly emphasize selfish love. He will only ever desire what serves the body and creates comfort for him, and he will have little compassion for his fellow human being because he is still dominated by perverse love as an inherited evil in the right love. The gratifying, willing, giving love first has to be kindled in him. Yet his earthly life will be guided by his spiritual guardians such that he will be able to recognize much hardship among his fellow human beings, and thus his heart will be touched which should now express its will to help. And selfish love will change into unselfish neighborly love. Yet only when he does not resist the inner urge of the beings of light, when he allows himself to be influenced by them, which always requires goodwill, a will which is turned towards God. Hence love must be kindled in the human being and constantly increased so that the human being will also soon recognize his actual earthly task and endeavor to fulfill it. For love is also the light which illuminates him from within and shows him the right path, the path to God. And he will then also reach the goal and unite with God, because God himself is love and therefore he can only be found through love. The world of light is constantly active in love, and its love always turns towards beings which lack love and therefore are in spiritual darkness. They want to bring redemption to these beings, and this includes that they recognize why they are on earth. That they know about their original state, about their present deficient nature and about their goal, their perfection, which they can also achieve if they accept the help of those beings of light and allow themselves to be guided in earthly life. And therefore they will always be brought together with people who are in spiritual or earthly adversity, so that the will to help will be awakened in them. So that love will be awakened which shall now spread and encompass everything and, as an ever brighter flame, illuminate the human being and give him knowledge which chases away the spiritual darkness. So that the human being will now also recognize God correctly and learn to love him. For the right love for God can only rise from neighborly love, or love for God can only be proven through love for the neighbor. And it is rewarded by God with his constant presence, because God himself is in every human being who performs works of love, and this bond must now lead to the goal, to complete union with God. Every person is capable of love because the spark of love was placed in his heart by God which only needs to be kindled in order to develop into a bright flame. But whether the human being is willing to love is his own business. He cannot be forced into loving activity because he has free will, the direction of which he should prove during his earthly life. But blessed is the human being who ignites the divine spark of love within himself and gives into the inner urge to constantly work with love, for he will never be powerless. He will cover the path of ascent development and the flame of love will shine ever brighter in him, for he will no longer resist the divine illumination of love, and he will change his nature, which was pure love in the beginning, and now he will also return to his origin. to the Father, who himself is love from eternity. Amen.